And this news update's being brought to you by Advance Auto Glass and More. For windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss snowplows and custom shower glass enclosure sales, see Advance Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. And Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. In district court, Julia Rose Marsiglio faced visiting Judge Prill and a stark ultimatum: serve an additional 16 days in jail, and nearly all of her $906 court debt would vanish, leaving just $85. Or commit to a payment plan despite being behind bars in St. Clair County. Marsiglio, already serving 93 days for domestic violence in St. Clair County, chose the payment plan. She's due out April 1st, but the clock is still ticking. She's already made a $100 payment from jail, hinting at a friend's help for more. The question now isn't just how she'll pay, but if she can. Her commitment will be tested on April 20th, when she's due back in court via Zoom for a review. It's a high-stakes gamble. Freedom from debt versus very real threat of more legal trouble if she fails to deliver. This isn't just about money, it's about a promise made from behind bars and whether it can be kept on the outside. And in a courtroom twist, Sarah Ann Murray has entered a no-contest plea to felony assault on a DHS worker, sidestepping a jury trial and a potential civil liability nightmare. Murray's legal team confirmed the move was strategic play to avoid admissions that could haunt her in civil future proceedings. The deal struck with prosecutors means a false imprisonment charge would be dropped, but the stakes remain high. Murray faces up to 2 years in prison and a $1,000 fine plus potential restitution. The court has accepted the Bad Axe Plea Department's incident report as factual basis for her plea. All eyes now turn to May 18th, when Murray is scheduled for sentencing. A pre-sentence investigation is underway, and the clock is ticking for both sides to submit their arguments before the judge hands down a decision that could significantly impact Murray's future. And the Ellington Board of Trustees is interested in a piece of property off Carroll Road, M81. The board had initially contracted with Putman Developing to obtain grant funding from Tuscola County Land Bank for the demolition of the building at 2750 East Carroll Road. However, in December 2025, the board voted to withdraw from the contract with Putman Developing regarding demolition. During this month's meeting, it was reported the township is still waiting to hear back from the land bank to have the building be inspected for hazardous material before anything else can be done. In other actions during the meeting, the board approved having Supervisor Russell Spears contact the township attorneys to have a resolution drafted to place a moratorium on data centers. Also, the township will conduct the annual meeting at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, March the 28th. We'll be back right after this. Word from our sponsor, Advanced Auto Glass and More.
Hi, this is Dave with Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe. We offer many services to better service our customers in the community. Our auto glass services include windshield replacements, including ADAS recalibration, on-the-spot stone chip repairs, and door glass replacements. We can service semis and agricultural vehicles such as tractors and combines as well. We install thermal panes, custom shower glass enclosures, and cut flat glass at your convenience. We do it all, from sales to service to installation. Stop on in or call us today at 989-269-6655.
And we're back with one obituary today. Joshua Sorensen, age 44, of Cass City, passed away Sunday, March the 15th. He was born May 2nd, 1981, in Cass City. He is survived by his parents, Craig and Carol Sorensen of Cass City, his daughters Morgan and Lily, his brothers Jared and Justin, and his sister Caitlin. Funeral service will be held at 12 p.m. Thursday, March the 19th at First Baptist Church of Cass City. Interment will be in Hillside Cemetery of Cass City. Memorials may be made to the family at their discretion or to the First Baptist Church of Cass City. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. till noon on Thursday, March the 19th at First Baptist Church of Cass City, and arrangements have been handled by Cran's Funeral Home of Cass City.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morrell Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morrell. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morrell Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morrell Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And we're back with more news. President Trump's pick for Homeland Security Secretary, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, testified before a Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs yesterday. Mullen faced questioning over his temperament and past remarks, but maintained he would be a steady hand for a department recently roiled by leadership changes. During the hearing, Mullen signaled his intent to follow the administration's hardline immigration priorities while also addressing the ongoing partial government shutdown. He committed to discussing sensitive past military-related comments in a private, classified setting to satisfy committee members' concerns. And in a major escalation of regional conflict, Iran launched drone and missile strikes against Qatari and Emirate energy facilities today. The attacks target the world's largest liquefied natural gas hubs, causing extensive damage and sparking fires. The strikes are a direct retaliation for an Israeli bombing of Iran's South Pars gas field yesterday. This cycle of energy warfare has caused global fuel prices to skyrocket, with Brent crude surpassing $110 per barrel. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss snow plows and custom shower glass enclosure sales. See Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road, as well as Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn mower dealer, with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe.
I smashed the windshield of my car. What do I do?
Go to Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe before you call your insurance company.
That's right. This is Dave from Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Insurance companies may ask you to go with an out-of-town company, but you have a choice. Go with your local glass company, Advanced Auto Glass and More of Bad Axe. We will professionally install your automotive glass and can perform the calibrations for collision avoidance systems. So for the best windshield replacements, call Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe at 989-269-6655.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.